Basic Bananas.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Basic Bananas Marketing Show. This is Christo. Today, we are going to be talking about emails. And emails are huge. Emails are something that everybody pretty much should be using in their marketing. If you're not, it's probably an opportunity that you're missing out on because it is a great way to engage your audience and, of course, build your community and launch products and sell products and sell stuff. So we're going to dig right into how you can get more out of kind of building your community through emails and then also how you can generate more sales and do promotions. So I'll give you a bit of a schedule around that as well. In terms of other announcements coming up, we have our annual event, The Experience, coming up, which is a kick-ass. It's a really fun, I really enjoy it myself personally, and it's a two-day event which we hold in Manly in Sydney's Northern Beaches in a beautiful location, and it's a two-day event which is about celebrating the awesomeness of entrepreneurs. There's we have a range of speakers right through from kind of motivational type stuff to efficiency and time management type stuff to right into specific marketing strategies and techniques to generate more sales. It's a really cool event, and it's called The Experience because it is quite an experience. It's not like a typical business event where you sit and just listen. There's a lot of interaction, a lot of cool stuff that happens. So it's definitely worth checking out. Anyway, I wanted to announce it because we have a super early bird going at the moment until the 15th of January 2015. So it's only a few weeks, about 3 weeks remaining on the super early bird. The website link is theexperiencesummit.com. Theexperiencesummit.com, and I'll put the link in the notes on our website on the podcast page and the notes below this show. So do check it out. If you're on your mobile device, you could just type in it's theexperiencesummit.com. And I do urge you, come along. It's an amazing event. People fly in from all over the place for the event, and it's always super amazing. So that's early bird until the 15th of Jan. The early bird is $470 for the whole event, so it's really low cost. It's usually $990. Okay, so let's dive into today's content. We're looking at email marketing. And so first of all, email marketing, there's a lot of different kind of, what do we call it, like sequences which we create. However, today I'm just going to focus on two because these will be the most common email sequences and two that I know that, you know, will help you and assist if you're not already doing this to get more sales, to build your community. The first one is a nurture sequence, so just nurturing our community. And the second one is a launch sequence, so when we want to blast out a new product, or we've got a special offer or something coming up, and we do need to sell to our email list from time to time. Otherwise, kind of what's the point of it? You know, you need to have a bit of a strategy for how from time to time you're going to promote and you're going to blast out and you know, promote a product. And it's not just in kind of a one-off email, but to really get the most out of it. The nurture sequence, first of all, is how we build credibility and we build trust. So the whole purpose of your nurture sequence, a nurture sequence is just an email sequence which goes on and on and on and on and on. It's like your monthly newsletter, your fortnightly tip, your weekly tip, whatever it is, your weekly blog that you send out. It's the regular contact, like contact and regular communication with your database to build community and to keep them coming back and to build trust. So the purpose of it is to position you as the trusted advisor to your database so that people see, oh, wow, you're providing a valuable content. Be really honest with the content that you provide in a nurture sequence as well so that you do become the trusted advisor. So if you say, look, here's this, but I recommend it's only for these people to buy, or here's a review of this, or look, I think this is kind of good, but this isn't. And being really honest in your nurture sequence content will help you to become positioned as the trusted advisor. So people are going to just trust you more when it does come time to launch something or say, here's this product that we're promoting. I do recommend you take it up. You know, then people are going to listen and they're going to take action on that as well. So that's the angle I want you to come from with a nurture sequence. Now, otherwise, in terms of a nurture sequence, you have to be aware that the emails that you send out, because it might be, there's different ways you can do this for different people. We send a fortnightly tip. We do blogs and things in between, but we try not to, you know, email the content more than weekly. So as we have blogs and podcasts and things go out, we might kind of compile it into a fortnightly tip. And we will, you know, often send weekly emails. Now, for your market, it might be slightly different. If you're sending a monthly or a fortnightly or whatever it is, that's okay. However, regular content with people while they're kind of interested is a good idea. It's kind of another topic though. But with your nurture sequence, the content you put in your emails will impact how people respond to those emails, obviously. So you should be looking to, within emails, consider it like you're training people with what to expect in the future. So if you provide valuable content in your regular contact with your database, people will recognize that that's what you provide. So as long as you're regularly providing, it's like good tips, good handy tips and valuable content, it's like you're training your audience to understand, okay, you provide good content. Whereas if your emails are kind of just total salesy and it's just dry facts or it's boring or whatever it is, you train your database, your audience, to know that it's boring or that it's dry or that it's just too much content or whatever it is. So even if it's really valuable content that you provide, if it's too long, and let's say I'm one of you in your database and I open this email, like an email from you, and I see it's really long content, even though it's valuable, I'm probably going to put it into a file for later. I'll store it in a file for later because I haven't got time right now, even though I know it's valuable, so I'll hang on to it. But then what happens? More emails come in, and your next email probably comes in. So then I'm like, oh, I haven't really got time again. I put it into a folder so I don't actually ever look at the things. And eventually down the track, I might, you know, buy a new laptop or decide, okay, look, it's time to clear out all these old emails and I'll delete them. And then I'll start, you know, looking through the new ones with fresh eyes and I'll start just doing the same thing again. However, if they're nice, short, sharp and to the point emails with valuable content, like little tips or information that is of value to your prospects, to your target market, then I will want to open your emails. I'll almost keep an eye out for your emails. If they're really short, even if it was only one paragraph or just really short, or a link to a video if you don't like writing a lot of emails, or a link to a podcast or however it is, it could be one paragraph which just says, hey, here's a valuable tip that you know is a good little tip, handy little tip for your market, then that's excellent. That's perfect because, okay, look, I'll get the email, I'll read it. Wow, that was a handy little tip. And then I know next time you send an email, I see it in my inbox, I know I can digest it within a couple of minutes, so I'm going to open it and do it there and then, rather than filing it away or ignoring it or just thinking, look, I haven't got time for their emails right now because they're always too long, delete. So be aware you're training people with what you send. Also, to get better engagement in your emails, it's a good idea to include an image. If you can whack an image in your emails, you'll get better click-through rates if, for example, you're sending people to a blog page on your website from your emails. Take a screenshot of something on the blog page or grab an image on the internet, whack it in from a stock place, even if you haven't got one, or any image you've got on your phone. Often the natural kind of images where there's something actually happening in the image, it encourages people to click on it. Like if you've got if you've done a video on your blog, on your website, and you want to send people from your email list to the blog to check it out, take a screenshot of the video and take a screenshot of the video when it's up to a place in the video where people are moving, where something's happening, and you'll get better click-through rates. You get more people. So you put that in, that screenshot of the video, into the email. Keep the email nice and short. Hey guys, here's something, for example, like, hey guys, here's the latest tip on XYZ. It's up on the blog. Click here to check it out now. And you have an image of the video with people moving in the image, or something moving, something happening. You'll get a better click-through rate from the email over to the blog. Now, also your subject lines are important. Obviously, the subject line will impact how many people open the email. So think about the subject line. Think about creating something enticing. Not too cheesy and salesy either. It shouldn't be like, you know, here's a free, amazing, blah, 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 you know, limited time. It's just going to look a little bit cheesy. If it does imply that there's something coming up in terms of time, this will serve you for all of your emails, including the launch sequence email, like when we're promoting something through a sequence of emails. If it implies there's something coming or there's something to do with time, like hopefully, you know, it could imply that something like this is next week. Just saying that there's something going to be next week, then people are going to recognize, oh, I better have a look because it's something I might miss out on otherwise. So if it implies there's something coming, or, you know, this is closing in 3 days, or we'll hopefully see you in 3 days, or we'll be in your city tomorrow, or whatever it is, putting something in there that implies that there's something coming in terms of time, so that people might feel like if they don't click it, they're going to miss out, is a good idea as well. Now, those nurture sequences should be consistent as well. So when you're doing, if it's a fortnightly tip, if it's a monthly newsletter, whatever it is, stick to it monthly. Someone should be responsible for making sure that it goes out. If it's yourself, just whack it in your diary. Make sure you have it ready to go out. You can even be ahead of what you have scheduled. So if you, you know, you're doing things, it shouldn't take you that long to do it, but you might have the next two emails or next two ideas, even in terms of what the content is. You have them ready to go, so that when it comes time to promote or send the email, you've already got the idea ready to rock. You could keep an Evernote file. If you, Evernote's a handy little tool to keep ideas in. Make a file, a note in Evernote, so it's on your computers, on your mobile devices, and call it blog ideas or email ideas, nurture sequence ideas, so that you've always got ideas. Whether you're standing in line at the post office, you can whack an idea in there and then you'll have it ready to go once you hop on your computer and you're ready to create the next email or next blog. All right, so this is our nurture sequence. Now, in terms of creating a launch sequence, so promoting something. Now, the purpose of your email, really, you're building your email list so that from time to time, you can blast out a promotion and you can promote something, you can generate sales. So this really is the purpose of your email list. You don't want to do this too regularly. Otherwise, you'll annoy people, you kind of piss them off and they don't want to open your, you know, your emails anymore, or they unsubscribe from your list. So it could be done around about every 3 months, depending on your market. And if you can segregate your list, you'll get better results as well. So for example, if you have a product where you're going to promote sunglasses, or you're going to promote, you know, Facebook advertising course, or you're going to promote time management, and then you're going to have, from time to time, promote a workshop on leadership, or you're going to promote the latest pair of shoes that you sell. If you have can segregate your list to know that, look, these people are interested in sunglasses, so we promote sunglasses to them. These people are interested in leadership, we'll promote leadership to them. And try and segregate your list so that you're promoting the most relevant content to the most relevant segment of your database is a good idea. If you haven't got that far, that's okay. But try and work to do that with your database, to segregate into, you know, targeted lists that are interested in different topics. Now, when we create a promotion sequence, a good example to do is set the date for when you want it to close. When's the closing date for the promotion? And then work backwards. So typically what I'll do is I'll say, okay, look, look at the calendar, draw it up on paper even and say, okay, here's the date we want to promote. It's on this Saturday. Then I'll work backwards and that's the closing date for a special offer. You can create your own special offers. So you should just, you know, create special offers from time to time. It might be a Valentine's Day special, an end of year special, a start of the year special, some sort of promo where they get some sort of extra bonus, and it could have limited time on it, so it's only available to this date, and also limited numbers will help to increase your sales on it. So running a workshop, you're going to work with only 3 people or something, as a result from the workshop, or, you know, as you, with your consulting, you're only going to take a limited number there. The special offer is only available to some date. That's what we want to promote. Promote scarcity. So it's limited numbers, limited time, and you'll get better responses as well. Now, to do the sequence, so we'll set the date of when we want it to go, to promote, to close. Then I'll work 24 hours back. So we'll do one email right before it and say, look, 24 hours remaining. Then we'll work back 3 days before it and say 3 days remaining. We'll work back a week before, which has 1 week. This is only available for 1 week. And then we'll come back to 2 weeks before. So doing it in order in kind of time, it would be 2 weeks before you do a promotion. Then it would be 1 week out, then 3 days out, and then 24 hours out. And then it closes. Some people will then go on and do one which actually goes out after the close and say, this is your last chance. You know, we've had a heap of people say they wanted to grab this, and so we're giving everyone one last chance. Sometimes it can come across as a little bit too salesy and a little bit cheesy. I think it's generally, I prefer to be more authentic. Like if you close the offer on a certain day. It's open till 5 p.m., you know, this Friday, and you do those emails 2 weeks before, 1 week before, 3 days before, and 24 hours before, then close it. I suggest closing it. And if people ask after, no, it's closed. This is how I prefer to operate, because then it's more authentic and people are going to trust your promotions more in the future as well. And if they missed out this time, next time you create, you know, you promote a promotion, they're not going to stuff around. So it's training and you're going to get more sales in the future anyway. Typically when you do open things up, or people come to you a couple of days later and say, hey, can I still get that offer? And you might say yes, and then they end up tootling around and not even grabbing it anyway. You're better off sticking to your guns. Generally, always in this sort of setting, stick to your guns, close it. They're going to listen next time in the future. Anyway, so be authentic with your offers. If you kind of, you know, letting people in and stuff, it's just, you're going to lose your credibility when you create future promotions. So that's it. It's 2 weeks out, 1 week out, 3 days before, 24 hours. And then you could even say a closed email. So it's over now. Finished. Congratulations to all those people who took it up, or to the 30 people who bought the offer, or to the 50 people. Kind of rubs it in a little bit for all of those who didn't, and lets them know once again that when you do promote in the future, they should listen up, because a lot of people have just benefited from it. So that's a great handy way to promote. Once again, the subject lines in your emails should say, you know, things like, there's 1 week remaining to grab this, important, did you get my email 1 week ago, which mentioned about this special offer, and count down the, basically count down the days in the emails as well. So you say, look, there's 3 days remaining to grab this, and then this offer will be closed throughout those emails. So it's promoting and pushing the fact that it is coming to an end as well. Now, this is a great structure for you. In terms of the subject line, once again, will impact on how many people open the email. The content of the email will impact on how many people click a link to go somewhere else. Like if you're promoting to send people to a product page on your website, the content of the email will impact how many people click it. So if there's an image of the product in the email, so an image will be great once again. The email should be not too long. It should be pretty much straight to the point and tell them about the promotion. And then say it's like email number two. It might be that the 1 week out one might just be a very simple saying, hey, I'm just making sure you saw my email last week. A bunch of people have already taken it up. Here's what it was. And you just have the same email sitting below the same content. And then as it gets 3 days out and 24 hours, obviously you can adapt that content as well to push people to move to that product page. So that would be a good structure to go with as well. Now, this will give you a good heads up, and you should do that one of these promotions, say even around about every 3 months to get the most out of your email list. Depending on your product, you might do it once every 6 months. You might even just do it once a year. However, some people will do a product launch every couple of months, you know, depending on your product and how frequently people buy from you as well. So there's some great email structures, and I recommend getting into it with your emails for sure. And this will give you, you know, increased revenue, increased cash flow. Also, the nurture sequence will help you grow your asset, because you're building your community by providing great content through a nurture sequence. So you're not only building cash flow through the launches and extra sales you create from the nurture sequence, but you're also building your asset, which is your database. So if you provide good content through a nurture sequence, people will want to share it with other people. People will want to stick around and be part of your community, stay part of your database, which will grow your assets so that as you do more promotions in the future and down the track, you'll have a bigger database to promote to. So let's say in 5 years you have 10,000 people in there, then you have 20,000 people in another 10 years. You've grown this asset, which is all your target market. So you'll never have a problem promoting and selling out products. So it's a really great thing to do, and really important to build your nurture sequence and be consistent with it so that people do become familiar with it and you become an authority in your space. Now, if you want to get into more of this, like, and learn more about promotions and emails and all sorts of, you know, a range of different ways to create really smart ways which we to create marketing campaigns which you know can build your community, build your assets, build your future, to make marketing and sales easier for you in the future, it would be an awesome idea to, like, come along and check out the Experience Summit, which is our annual event. And as I said, it's coming up actually on the dates, the 11th or 10th and 11th of March 2015. And as I said, we'll be diving into As I said, there's an early bird special, which is only $470 for the entire event. And we put on two jam-packed days of really cool content. We put on dinner and drinks on the night in between. So it's really good networking and building your community as well. It is going to be pretty much, until it's sold out, we only take 80 people at this stage for the event. So once the event's sold out, we had 95 last year registered for the event. So as soon as it's sold out with the 80 people, and of course once the early bird comes to an end, then it'll go back to the regular price of $990. So it is a $990 event. The super early bird, which is available until the 15th of January to grab your ticket, is $470. And you can, whether it's yourself, you want to bring some colleagues, you want to bring team members. It's a really cool event to bring along team members and things as well. It's not purely for the business owner because we do a lot of stuff ranging like across the board. It's pretty much everything for an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur, someone who works for you, but you want them to be able to think for themselves. It's a really cool event, or even right through from health tips and health hacks for smart business people to have the most energy for their business, right up to motivation, right through to the latest marketing techniques and sales techniques. So it is a really cool event. Would love to see you there. If you want to check it out, I'll share the link again in the notes on Basic Bananas on our podcast, the Basic Bananas Radio Show page below this show. But the link is theexperiencesummit.com. And otherwise, just email through to admin@basicbananas.com and we'll get you sorted out. Or if you have any questions, we'd love to help you out and hopefully see you there on the 10th and 11th of March, 2015. So we can help you out with accommodation and all sorts of things as well. So don't be shy to get in touch. We'll hopefully see you there. If you do have any questions, once again, email through to admin@basicbananas.com or you can leave a question in the show notes for this show. I look forward to speaking to you soon. If you have enjoyed the show, please do comment below. Let us know what kind of emails you're up to. Let us know what you're doing. Share this podcast with your friends. It always helps us to make a bigger difference and make a bigger impact for entrepreneurs, you know, all over the world. So, and a big part of it is your reviews that you leave for us on iTunes. So we really do appreciate, and we read every single one of those, and we do appreciate and respond. So if you've loved the show, it's awesome to leave a review. Otherwise, jump on the Basic Bananas podcast page, leave your comments, and hopefully we'll see you at the Experience Summit. Until next time, guys, take care. Bye for now.
Basic Bananas.